You Better Not Cry, Stories for Christmas, by Augustine Burroughs. Read for you by me, Augustine Burroughs. You Better Not Cry. It's not that I was an outright nitwit of a child. It's that the things even a nitwit could do with little or no instruction often confused me. Simple, everyday sorts of things tripped me up. Stacking metal chairs, for example. Everybody in class just seemed to know exactly how to fold the seat up into the back and then nest them all together like Pringles potato chips. I sat on the floor for 10 minutes with one of the things, as if somebody had told me, just stare at it. Concentrate hard, Augustine. Try and turn it into an eggplant with your mind. You can do it. The other children appeared to be born with some sort of innate knowledge, as though the action of folding and stacking child-sized metal school chairs was genetically encoded within each of them, like fingernails or a sigmoid colon. I seem to lack the ability to comprehend the obvious. From the very beginning, there had been warning signs. Like every kid just starting school, I had to memorize the Pledge of Allegiance, something that would, in many towns today, be considered prayer.